Warning. Following video contains strong language which may be offensive to some viewers and or inappropriate for children. The content within this video is intended for mature audiences only.
Episode 25. I'm just going to call it that, Chris, if you don't mind, because I'm all confused on how the audio version on YouTube is compared to the video version.
We're kind of all over the place, aren't we?
Over YouTube, it's got episodes or season two, episode whatever. And then over at Rumble, it's all of them at once. It's, I think it's like 50 something over at Rumble right now.
You know, at the end of the season, whenever we decide to do that, I mean, it'll make sense because then it'll all be in order. But if you're watching now, we're just kind of all over the place.
That's right. That being said, welcome back, everyone. If you haven't listened to us in a while, because you're trying to take a break, we understand. Welcome back to where you're meeting Chris and I down in our man caves. You're either watching or listening to us on YouTube or what is it? Spotify, Apple, Rumble. Maybe you've been checking out, of course, Chris, have you been hanging out with anybody over to help me out here? Fart brain.
What?
Discord. Thank you.
Discord. Oh, shit. I have not. I have it on my phone. So I flick through it a little bit, but I've been doing the out of town thing, doing the work thing, and it's been, you get home after being out all week. I haven't really even picked up a game. Remnant 2 had a DLC drop. Me and my nephew Dustin have been playing that and trying to get Jameson into it. And it's hard to even get motivated to do that, man.
I was going to ask how things have been going this week. That, I'm sure, a lot more than that, but work, like always, I would imagine. You, like you said, you're out of town. Anybody die at work this week?
No, I'm still here.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't want to go. You know what? That's over with my job. You know, I was going through this whole whining process with a certain individual. I don't need to go there. It's well over a week. So, yeah. Fortunately, he's still alive and I'm still here. Yeah. Yeah. So you had your, well, yeah, good. It's, wait that's a minute.
Good. Everybody's alive.
Unless you're in a lot of pain. Speaking of being alive, guess who's finally back home since February?
Okay.
Yeah. Brian, yes, Brian, the
Brian. I forget. Yeah, his it's name. Okay. But I was going to say your
Brian with an I.
I was gonna say your dad.
Yeah, it's okay. People say dad. You know, he's been more of a father figure in my life than any other father figure. That, you know, the sperm donator, the mom's first husband who used to beat the shit out of us. Yeah, Brian's been a damn good role model. So, but yeah, he's been in the hospital since February, dealing with a lot of complications. I don't want to go into it. It's not necessary. Let's just say it was rough going. But he's back home on his own. You know, man cave is the best way to put it. It's going to take him a while. Excellent. So, but he's looking forward to, you know, living life.
If I had my, I got my beer sitting over here on the side. If I had it full, I would raise a glass.
You know what?
I'd cheers him.
That being, I'm glad you brought that up. You've got an empty glass. I've got one.
I know. I hate that. Don't you?
Yeah. I've got one in the refrigerator. That should pretty much bring along this part of our podcast into
what the fuck are we drinking?
That's right. What the fuck you drinking?
We have a beer. The beer actually goes by the name of Sometime Around Midnight. It is a double IPA. You know me and my IPAs, people. I've never heard of this brewing company, though. It's called Drekker. Drekker Brewing Company. D-R-E-K-K-E-R. And it's got a bunch of cool... you know, I'm kind of a sucker for can art. I like it. Okay, it's Nordic yeast. The hops... Oh, wow. I can't even... Those aren't even words. Vic Secret and NZH107 hops. I don't even know what the fuck that means. This may be a big deal.
Now, while Chris is getting ready to drink this, I was walking away to take care of my issues. Naturally editing, I'll get caught up. What is this called real quick? Since I'm just curious during the, you know, present time.
This is called Sometime Around Midnight.
That's almost appropriate a lot of times here on this podcast.
Got a little Viking up there. It's Drekker. Drekker Brewing.
I've never heard of them. Yeah.
And this is a cloudy boy, just how I like it.
Oh, yeah. Ohio River water in it.
Oh. What is it with the Citra hops that we're getting lately?
It's, you know what, the way I look at it, Chris, we're doing something for our health here on this particular, on what the fuck you're drinking. Because as we all know, citrus is something that's actually naturally healthy for you. So really, we're doing something good for ourselves right here.
That sounds good to me. I'll go with that. It's probably not true, but...
Have you been sick lately?
No, I'm hardly ever sick. It is a weird thing. I take a lot of vitamins and all that shit, but yeah, I mean, there's like, other than like self-induced sickness from over drinking, I don't get sick that often. Knock on wood.
Be something interesting to lead into after we go through this. This is
definitely got the citra hops. Definitely a lot of that going on. Surprisingly smooth, though. Surprisingly smooth. You know what? I still prefer Blinding Light Show.
Blinding Light Show? Oh, that was good. That's some good stuff. I think you pretty much took it out of off the shelves over the Myers by my house.
I bought, not even joking, ladies and gentlemen, I bought six of them off the shelf. I bought all I could find. I put Meyer out of business with Blinding Light.
That being said, War Pigs, since I couldn't find, you know, the Blinding Light Show, since I haven't had it yet, I would try its Foggy Geezer on this one.
Yeah.
The citrus, of course, and tropical hops. 7.3 volume in alcohol. So that's going to be this. Whoops.
I bought some of that too. I'm interested to know what you think about it.
I also have something else that I'm trying for the first time, but we'll naturally go with this first. Damn, I am pouring this slowly. Look at the head on this son of a bitch. That's okay.
Wow.
That's
going to be
a while. That's okay. This is actually perfect because I am also trying a new Irish whiskey. Teeling. Never heard of it, never had it. But today... You shall find out. Before I open that, let me smell this Foggy Geezer. Geezer, oh, I get it now. War Pigs, Black Sabbath, Geezer, the bassist. Ah, okay, but I get it. It smells great.
Let me smell this Foggy Geezer.
So, yeah, all you Black Sabbath fans out there you go. Mm-hmm. Actually, Geezer wrote, I think, the majority of Black Sabbath songs. Hell, the bassist, too.
I forgot to mention, since you said it, this is, wow. Okay, doesn't fucking say.
Doesn't say well, I'll find it on the website. Ooh, this is a good sign. That's a cork. Ooh, I like the corks.
Doesn't say the content. Oh, well.
Teen whiskey. Smells like Irish whiskey. I like that. Oh, I could...
Comparable to Jameson?
We'll find out. Non-chill, okay. Well, just because that was rude. Which makes sense. All right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's good, huh?
I like it. I like it a lot. That's good. That's good.
I'm pleasantly surprised.
God damn. You'd think this was 12 years old. That, you know, age 12 years old. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Teeling. Where did you say where they're out of?
That's Irish whiskey right there. Teeling.
Like all the way
Spirit
in?
Spirit of Dublin. Bought it at Heber Heights liquor store.
Okay. I was wondering if it was brewed like, you know, stateside.
Or, I don't know, but I hope I can continue. If you know, ooh, see, I'm already feeling a little bit of warmth from it. That's good. Now, let's get this geezer shit out of me.
Well, be careful with what you say there.
You know, the Blinding by the Light.
Well, don't let some geezers in you.
I think I like the Blinding by the Light more. This isn't bad, but it seems like it had a little bit more of a... more of a the citrus, if I remember correctly, which I still have like three of them left here. I want to say that had a more of a citrus. It had more of a fruitier flavor to the Blinding by the Light than the geezer.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I'm really that was really happy with this.
Blinding Light Show was a hit. You found something that was. That's a hit.
Hopefully.
I love it.
Hopefully, Mona, maybe you can start telling work, you know what? I'm done with West Virginia. You got to get my ass over to Munster, Indiana.
Yeah. I'll put lightning protection on their warehouse and drink all their fucking.
Yeah, the Hoosier Dome needs some. So definitely thumbs up on Teeling Whiskey. This I'm not gonna I know it's not bad. It's just simple. It's simple compared to Blinding by the Light, I would say.
Oops. Not complex. I got it.
Sorry,
I got
simple.
This is not complex either. This is just straight, you know, fastball down the middle beer.
And just like unfortunately when you buy well, in this case the War Pigs, it's not kept cool at the local grocery store, so you buy it warm and it's been in the refrigerator probably 5 hours, so it's not as cold as I'd like it to be, so that might have something to do with it as well. So
yeah,
but hey,
no piss water.
Yeah, but I'm not complaining. I'm happy. Oh, I actually have three drinks in front of me. A Heineken. Advertising that, but I'm at home.
Trifecta. Yeah.
Are you a complete loser? Well, go open a can of Meet Us in the Man Cave beer. It friggin' tastes awesome.
Drink responsibly. Only available at Bubba.
Chris, I was asking how your week went. It's been yay or nay for you? Stressful? Same old, same old?
Yeah. I mean, you know, time away from the kids and... And the wife and, you know, mom and the house, you know, it's a weird feeling. Like you work and, you know, you get things that mean a lot to you. And when you do traveling for work, you know, you only see it about 2 days out of the week. And it's a weird feeling. I'm used to it because I've been doing it so long. But it's, you know, it's just hard to get motivated about shit, man.
That's understandable. I always wondered how the hell, you know, I can, you know, I'm thinking of myself, call it what you want, you know, age, whatever. But I, you know, you have to think about that for anybody out there. Even if, you know, it's, we joke around a lot about the views and all that, you know, we're still a very young channel. I mean, in 2024, I think it's more difficult for amateurs, you know, to get going because celebrities are using YouTube more than they ever did before. So it's harder for anyone like in Chris and I's position, You know, we're not extremely well known out there. If our names have been in the spotlight, hell, this podcast would have gone beyond by now. Because I mean, I like I say, we joke around a lot, but in all honesty, I listen and watch the other podcasts. I'm thinking it's pretty shitty how they get more views than what we do. But yet our stuff, I think, is a hell of a lot more entertaining and the quality is so much better. So there you go. Chris is out there traveling so much, doing everything he can to be a supporting husband, supporting father, supporting son, trying to come home. You see his background. That's a lot of damn work he's put into in a short period of time every week. So there you go. This is me saying to all of you viewers out there, you should thank Chris for him busting his ass off so he can sit down here every once in a while. To, you know, his wife doesn't get to see him as much, neither his kids. I mean, every time he sees his daughters, I bet he's going like this. No, just try to get the idea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's weird, man. Like, I got all these pictures, and I just look at them, and I'm like, where did those little girls go? Where are they at? I need to look around here and find them.
I mean, I hate to be reminded about, okay, O.J. Simpson, as we all know, he's passed away. There are individuals that are not that much older than your daughter's age that are like, okay, what's this whole O.J. Simpson? They understand. They get it. Well, hell, that son of a bitch is guilty as hell. And I don't want to go down that path about O.J. Everybody else has covered it left and right. My point is, O.J. Simpson, they were talking about this was going to be the 30-year anniversary of when Nicole and Ron, you know, had passed away from we know how. Let's face it, we know how they passed away. Mm-hmm. My son was born the day after OJ's verdict. So when I have to hear the 30th anniversary of when Nicole and Ron passed away, it's like, holy shit. It's a reminder of my kid getting older. Yeah. So see, I guess the moral of this podcast is, yeah, we like what we enjoy here, our beverages, but we want you to appreciate us more for the small periods of time that we put into this.
I'd love if people were more interactive and we could hang out and talk and have fun with, but it's all kind of selfish, you know? I do this because it's fun. It's an outlet for me. It's, you know, I'm here for the conversation. I'm here for the friendship.
The beer.
Yeah.
No, it's
the beer.
We talk about the concept of this podcast. Yes, the horror. We always tease. Yes, we'll get back into the horror stuff because we really want to get upstairs to start making masks and stuff. We've talked about that. If you guys listen to us enough, you're like, when the hell are you going to do it? We're going to get to it. Believe me, we're anxious. But yeah. That gives you an idea. See, the first, 5 minutes or 10 minutes after we got done drinking, you understand why it's taken a little bit of time for us to get upstairs. Not making excuses. Just we're at least explaining to you why we haven't got up there yet. And it's not me saying it's Chris's fault. No, because I have a job too. I got to be out on the road. I'm not traveling and I'm not staying away from home, but I'm like you, I would hope you're busy working all the damn time. You're not sitting at home getting handouts from the government, or in other words, AKA us hard workers. So we'll get up there and we will start making masks, and we're hoping that, you know, we can record, document that, live stream it, have you be a part of it. And I think that'll be a lot of fun. I know, I just started to tell you, we're not bullshitting you. We actually do want to get to that point.
Very much so.
So, and cars, Chris is going to be very busy naturally with, he was just telling me before we recorded, you know, before I hit the record button, he was about ready to go down to take a look at all his cars that he's passionate about. So, dear Lord, I hope you guys enjoy that stuff.
Cars and coffee started today again. I didn't even tell you, Scott, but I recently just redid the couple of the fuel lines and switched the car over because it's a direct injection engine in that car, so it can run E85.
Oh, okay. I know what that is.
Interesting thing about E85 is it actually burns colder in the engine, and heat is kind of like the enemy of, it's called knock, premature detonation in the cylinder. So if you run what's called an E85 mix, but you run like 93 and you mix it with E85 to kind of make the ethanol content around 20, 30, 40%. Some cars can go up to 60, 70, 80. You know, it all depends. I run E20 currently. I want to redo the fuel and eventually bump it up to E40. But it allows the ignition timing and all the timing in the actual engine when it's burning colder to squeeze out more horsepower. So I was around 380-ish horsepower, and I'm sitting at about 420-ish to the wheels right now. So 400 horse out of a little four banger is nice.
Yeah. And as I'm sitting here listening to you, Chris, and I'll get into the music thing when we get into that. If you're you've been fascinated, maybe you are getting ready to buy your first. Tell me out, Chris, what would you really call your car for someone who's dumb about this? Who's just, performance car, correct? What would be the proper way of calling your car other than a Honda?
There's a running gag, but, everybody asks when, why'd you buy this car? What about it? And it's kind of a running gag in the community because race car.
So if you're if you're wanting to get your race car, your high performance or whatever,
It's a track car. I mean, it's supposed to go to, that's what that car is.
If you're
going
to, it's supposed to be. Google it. If you're going to, what, how many game movies are out there? What is there? Is there 37 Fast and Furious movies right now? Hell, I don't know. All the high performance cars and all that. I'm not making fun of it. I'm just trying to say, let's say I'm 19 years old. I'm intrigued. Chances are, you know more about this than what I do. But my point of it is you might want to subscribe or follow us, because when Chris and his other mutual friends that know more about the subject, when we tackle that on a more visual level, where those guys, motorheads, I guess he's still calling motorheads, right?
Oh, I want to put a little round table up there. I want to get a round table discussion. I want to invite the boys over. Talk about what we're doing to our cars. I want to be totally interactive with that. The plan is to actually have a lift in the, that we can just lift cars up and down and work on them all day long. I mean, that might be interesting for folks too. We can start doing
it's educational,
not to be funny, but like Chris Fix It. what's that YouTuber Chris Fix? maybe I'll take his place.
And I always joke around, that I'll shut the, but it'd be interesting, I think, because it's just, it'll be educational, really. It really will. I think that would be the most educational part of our podcast, is when you guys are out there talking about it or whatever. You guys can talk about, and then especially if we ever do live ones out there, people will send in questions and all that, because it'll be you. And let's say, for an example, if someone is a big fan of Subarus, that's Jameson's specialty. I think that's, you know what I mean?
Yes, it is.
So there we go. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And like I said, if you are a car enthusiast, or maybe you'll just stumble across this for the first time because of the you know, the title alone or whatever. But I think that's kind of cool. And that's cool, Chris. I'm glad. I know you've been dying to get more, get that damn cloth off the top of your car and start messing around with it more. And now, Jesus, you're like Breaking Bad with all the chemistry of different type of fuels legally.
It's cool, man. I mean, some guys run methanol, you know, alcohol. There's alcohol burning cars. It's cool. It's nothing that I want to jump into. I mean, that ethanol back there, just running a little bit of corn is, it's interesting.
And you're definitely closer to corn.
And I'm definitely doing the whole fuel system. I want to do that soon and then probably throw a turbo on it. The goal is to be around 550-ish wheel horsepower.
Okay.
Any more than that, and it's a front wheel drive vehicle. So, you know, if it was all wheel drive or even rear wheel drive, it would be more beneficial. But I don't want to sit there and just burn the tire. I mean,
yeah,
600 is a little bit much for even if I had slicks.
There's a possibility this time next year I may need your help. Not that I'm gonna be buying anything like that. But maybe this time next year, I may looking into getting myself something, you know. No, just a car payment. We'll just leave it. the Explorer, I'm probably putting tires on it, and I'll be driving since my dad's back home now. I've been driving his Jeep and all that. And that Explorer's got over 250,000 miles on it. Still runs great. But we all know certain things do have to come to an end. So, but I look at it this way too. The great thing about that Explorer is I can try to pick up Dozer and throw him in the back when we go on trips. So
don't worry, folks. I'm going to talk him into that Camaro.
Oh my God. I was at Hobby Lobby here recently for some projects. Yeah. Painting projects. It's not mask. It's furniture painting. And, I went where their model sections were and I was being dick teased big pizza because I was seeing Mustangs. There was a 71, a 68, and a 67, and then behind me, I've got my John Wick 69. But you, Chris,
that's a hard car to be right there.
I love the body on that and the Camaros. The 67, the 69, the 70. I'm not that crazy about the front end on them. I'm just, they changed the front end. It comes to a kind of like a point, an arrow. I don't know. I like the first 3 years of the Camaros, they were out. So, but Chris, if you don't mind me not switching gears, I guess you could say, and it kind of relates to you working on your cars, upgrading it, you know, maybe adding new features to it. As you very well know, Chris, I had recently purchased not one, but two guitars, electric guitars. And it was a few episodes back where I was showing something that was on my bucket list for a very long time, but it's a replica of the Frankenstein. And I've been learning a lot about the mechanics of what you need to have fixed or upgrade or whatever. And I'll tell you what, I've been learning more about that than how to play the motherfucker.
Okay.
Turns out.
But you're dabbling, right? I mean, you're on the thing. I've seen some videos you sent me. You're playing the thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be, it's, you know, it doesn't matter. It's going to take me a while. Cause right now when it comes to playing, I'm going through timing, trying to get my timing down. Folks, I'm left-handed and I'm playing a right-handed guitar, but that's no excuse. You're going to have to learn how to play either way. It's just when you pick up a guitar, whatever feels natural, that's lefties will probably play left-handed, whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to go down there, but strumming, you're going to have to get down regardless. You know what I mean? And if you don't get your timing down, it doesn't matter what you learn. So I'm doing exercises right now that are kind of like, there's not really any songs here, but I'm practicing on timing, spiders, blah, 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 blah. But at the process, I want to, this is, could relate to the cars. I want to know how to set my guitar. I don't want to send it to somebody else to fix it. I want to be able to set it myself. So I went, I've got some tools that I need for that. I even got a mat that's I've purchased for it. And the truss rod for my Frankenstein. Okay. You have a head, headstock, a neck, a fretboard. And then there's the nut there. And then of course there's the body. There's the bridge. Okay. Now the truss rod, which has really only been in the neck for about 30 or 40 years. That's basically because of warranty issues, blah, blah, blah. But anyways, truss rod is basically when the neck itself, obviously with the strings tightened, it's either, it's going to, you know, bend inward or outward, of course, with the humidities and stuff like that. Well, the truss rod on my Frank replica, there's also with the, technically it's not a fender, but the fender has like basically a nut. Some call it a bullet or whatever. It looks like it doesn't have one. It's missing, and I cannot adjust it where I can either tighten it or loosen it. And I've got tons of all these extra Allen wrenches that are either metric or not, or, you know, and I was thinking maybe I should show this to Chris because he has a fucking massive toolbox. Maybe, like, hold on before I do that, because I got, let's look into this more. Let me do my research, my due diligence. And I swear to God, it's missing the nut that's supposed to be attached to the truss rod. Truss rod, sorry. T-R-U-S-S rod.
Truss. I just listening to you, I just have a random kind of question. Can you contact the guy that assembled the guitar, that made the guitar?
The guy who actually that I purchased it from? He just painted it. And the neck that he used to attach to it, it's more or less a cheap. It's the horror concept. As we all know, there's Trick or Treat Studios, like Don Post. Those masks are made in where? Mexico. Okay. Guitars, let's put it this way, a U.S. U.S. guitar is going to be more valuable. Like a Wolfgang, EVH Wolfgang, they have U.S. and they have Mexico and they have some other ones that are in China, et cetera, et cetera. But the U.S. models are always more valuable. Self-explanatory. Why? Well, it's just how we are here in the U.S., Us tree-born, you know, Americans, American stuff's more valuable. That's just how it is. But then again, what's really cool, which I am so thrilled about, my Frankenstrat, my replica, it's not a Frankenstrat. Shame on me. It's a Frankenstein replica. Sorry, Eddie. The rose, God damn it. I'm going blank on my bridge right now. It'll come to me and I'll edit it in. But God damn it! Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're talking about the fret. Is it
not the fret? Rosewood, my I feel like an idiot right now because I have been doing so much. God damn it! I feel like an idiot right now.
When you realize you're going to be like, damn it.
Well, this isn't helping me on shit because I'm blind as hell. Floyd Rose. Thank you. Okay. This is an EVH Wolfgang standard, which I fucking love, by the way, Chris. I'm going to have to bring it over because the neck on this baby is so smooth. The threats, everything, which I set this by myself to where everything's balanced. One thing I love about these EVH Floyd Royces, when you want to, if you have to adjust the truss rod, there's a wheel right here, and it's so much easier access. And, you know what? I shouldn't make.
Is it real smooth? real smooth. God. I like the way you, I like the way you do that.
I like the way the lines go up and down her stocking. That's a little bit of a daily run.
I like the way you, like the way your hand slides up and down.
Hey, all you guitarists out there, you get it. You fucking get this.
Oh, God, you got to stop doing it.
All right. Here we go. For this, I'm going to have to try to remember to make a small, a short video on this one. All right.
Oh, Lord.
I'll do this to where Chris.
How's the head feel? Is the head good, too? Or is it just the shaft?
Okay. Chris, to be honest with you, the head kind of feels ribbed for her pleasure right now.
It's kind of like mushroom shaped. It's nice. Yeah. I like it.
Boy.
All right, back on track here.
For you, and Chris, you play guitar, so you should know.
I know, but I don't stroke the
the neck on his.
Oh,
the neck on his guitar is must not be as smooth. But then again, he is married, and I am single. So I'm probably am very single. So I'm probably more used to. But no. shit. God damn it. This is supposed to be fucking badass part of the, you know, I've got a goddamn EVH Wolfgang in my hand right now.
It is badass. You're stroking the shit out of it. It's badass.
Like I said, for all of you, you know, guitarists out there with the electric guitars, the threat. One thing is so cool is it's. How can I explain this right now without fucking it up with?
I don't know. I'm afraid I derailed you.
Okay, back to the Floyd Rose ordeal. The Floyd Rose on my Frankenstein is an actual real Floyd Rose, which is a bitch to get here. There's the original and there's the Floyd Rose 2. On my Frankenstein, it's a Floyd Rose 2. Apparently this fucker's...
You were telling me about those.
So it's like that Floyd Rose, depending on where you get it, some will tell you that cost, if you to get one of those, would cost more than what I paid for the guitar itself. So the person that painted that guitar, I don't know if they put it together from what it sounded like. He didn't. They shouldn't have put a Floyd Rose 2 on it because it's basically a $300 part.
I was going to ask, is it just like, is it like a rarity issue or is it just that expensive?
Floyd
like,
Rose 2. Okay. Think of a Les Paul guitar, an original Les Paul guitar made in the United States from Les Paul himself, a 1957, depending on who owned it naturally, like say for an example, if anyone from like, let's say Paul McCartney or John Lennon had a, well, that's fucking ridiculous right there. But okay, here's a little background thing that I've learned. A lot of legendary guitars from back in the day when they were on tour and if they had a Les Paul and if they had a 1957 Les Paul and one of the groupies stole the Les Paul, those guys are doing anything they can to get that thing back because you could go down the list. Those things are priced at anywhere between $15,000 to $55,000 and on up, especially if you own a Les Paul from a musician that had it stolen from a groupie. I have been doing so much homework here lately. It's ridiculous. But this is a Floyd Rose that's actually, it's a cop trade right from the Fender Corporation. It's EVH Floyd Rose. And I got a detuner for my other one too. Why did this fucking podcast go down this path here? We went from cars. I wanted to go to the mechanics.
Oh, this is very random. This is our quota for the month for a random episode. That's what it is.
But I love this guitar. Because I want to do a couple other things to my Frankenstein. I love playing this thing. Not that I'm any good at it, but it just, it's fun. And I love stroking the neck. Okay, I'll put it up. Meet Us in the Man Cave apparel available now. Get your very own Meet Us in the Man Cave house, boat, car, child, guitar, batteries, dishes, household apparel, kitchen apparel, hoodies, sweatshirts, t-shirts, shower curtains, phone cases. Oh, the list could go on and on and on. Isn't that right, Chris?
Question. Can Chris? I do it with my butt cheeks?
Meet Us in the Man Cave apparel available right now at redbubble.com. Remember, only a few of those items are available, including hats.
You know what's interesting to me?
What's that?
No, sorry, you had it.
No.
You were getting.
I'll get on to it. It had to do with our one particular episode about Meyer masks, and I'll finish that. We'll talk about it in our next podcast, most likely, because apparently it struck a nerve with some people. You know, artists, Meyer masks, you know.
Really?
Well, I'll say people, but I think it struck the nerve with somebody. But then again, if anybody's still watching, listening, you might want to check out our next episode, because I do believe we have scheduled an individual on our next podcast. And I know Chris is responsible for this gentleman who's going to be joining us. If you guys are into Gristlebox, you might want to check out our next episode, and maybe I'll bring it up. It depends on how the conversation goes, because it's not fair to our guest, Brad. Right, Chris?
Yeah.
But you were about ready to say?
Yeah. Something I find interesting is how certain artists get, you could go down the rabbit hole with it, but like Willie Nelson's guitar, mm-hmm. how he has that one guitar that he's held on to
for, oh yeah,
Lucille, what's the,
You're On It,
I'm having a brain fart, yeah. Right now. I know the guitar before I know the actual artist. Shit, what's his name, blues player,
BB King,
okay. There you go, thank you. Shit, couldn't think of it, but like Lucille and how they have those. I mean, you know, Van Halen with the correct term again?
Well, Edward, technically, it started off with his baby, because he basically, the Frankenstein is from different parts, from a Frankenstrat, from a Gibson. Eddie just basically took parts from different guitars, and at one time it was him doing this to the man, because it was bullshit to him that I had to pay a lot of money to do this. I'm like, wait a minute. It's kind of like when I built my bar, the bar downstairs, literally. Why the hell should I have to pay $179 for a little shitty bar when I can make it myself? Right. That's really the moral. I shit you not, folks. I built my own bar because I wasn't going to pay for this corporation crap. And Edward, he took what they told him were seconds. And he thought they were junk. He built his own guitars. So technically, they were Frankenstein parts. Today, it's the Fender, which he's gone through. Oh, trust me, we could go, this podcast go on and on and on about. But today, it is considered the EVH line that's obviously manufactured through Fender EVH lines. Gibson. With BB King, which you were probably referring, like you were talking about there with Lucille. Yeah, Gibson is a huge fucking guitar company. Probably one of the biggest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just think it's interesting how artists like have that one guitar and they pretty much, you know, carry it through life with them. Like
Les Pauls are.
Like Dallas Green. Dallas Green, one of my favorite artists. He bought a, God, it was like a 1800 triple O Martin.
Okay.
The old school ones, like back in like, I think it was like a World War II guitar or something like that. And that's like his favorite guitar. That's like all he uses. But I love like seeing that, like sometimes, like I remembered Lucille's name before I remembered BB King's name.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
yeah, BB King.
I think it's very interesting. Sometimes the guitar becomes, you know, like the symbol, the icon for that artist.
Don't be surprised if you see this man cave kind of alter into certain looks down the road. A combination of half of it because I find myself going down that rabbit hole of where I want this, I want that, I want it. Because I've already seen myself wanting a Les Paul. I'm not spending a shitload of money. I'm getting one of the cheaper ones, that's for sure. I know what I want, but I could definitely say I love that damn Wolfgang EVH, and it's a standard. So, but yeah, I think it's like the Meyer mask community, or if you're a collector of the horror genre with masks, you just can't stop. There's always something else. And Chris, when I walked into that music store here recently, which I'll be going to every Saturday at 11:30, because actually this gentleman's going to take a look at my Frankenstein. He's because I talked to him about that truss rod. He says, bring it on in. We'll take a look at it. And I told him I need some more lessons because I was doing an online lesson and I was getting lessons from a guy from Italy, which is fine. But the quality of the video was terrible and I couldn't really see what the hell he was doing. I'm doing this in person. I'm going to do it in Troy every Saturday. So, and I walked into that music store. It was so cool. You go upstairs, Saturday Night Fever, folks. If you ever see the movie Saturday Night Fever, where John Travolta had to basically go down or up out of that dance studio, and it had that old, okay. Think of Foy's, Chris, when you walk around in Foy's, those old wooden floors.
Oh, yeah.
When I was
at
the Trojan Music Store, the same thing. Those were, and all these guitars and drums and everything. I'm like, oh, the smell, the aroma. I felt like I was going in a record store, but I'm surrounded by instruments. And they had an old Marshall amp in there. That was it looked like you couldn't, fucking get a fart tuned out of that thing, but it was like over $1,000.
Well, just remember, no stairway. Do not play stairway.
Don't worry, because I actually have to come up with six songs that I want to learn to play. So it's like, naturally, I want to do a Van Halen song, but I'm like, I got to make it easy on me. Because that's what he told me. He says, next Saturday when you come in, which I have Zach, which his grandmother lives right around the corner. So Zach's going to hang out with her for like 30 minutes while I do these little courses and all that. So I'm trying to think of a Van Halen song that will be easy on me. Yeah, I know. I'm going to start off. Okay. Number one, Eruption. Fuck that. No, I think I'll start with something like with Running with the Devil or something like Jamie's Crying or Panama, one of the two. But then I'm going to come up with some other songs. So there you go. Folks, if you're still listening right now, this will be interesting in the comment section. Put it down six songs that I should learn to play on the guitar. And if I like any of them, I'll use it. If I don't, I won't. But chances are.
And maybe post it. Maybe
that would be interesting.
I'll get them to post it.
No, once I feel more confident, I will. Because right now I could play, which anybody should technically, if you could just do those two chords, Horse with No Name. It's easy. If you could strum 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, and it's just two chords. So it's real easy. It's kind of fun to play on acoustic. But that's the whole reason why I'm doing this. It's not to join a band. It's not to fucking, become a YouTube channel where you only see this part of my body, because that's the part of my body I don't want to be shown. I'm doing it for myself.
So when you said techniques that you're studying and stuff like that, are
exercises.
Help me out with the name of it. Help me out with the name of it. I don't, is it the penit?
It's basically exercises right now to basically
pentatonic scale or something.
Exactly. It's kind of like a spider walk. You can use an app on your phone, which is free. It's just, you want to time it. A lot of like diehard, musicians, like, okay, for an example, Nirvana, when they recorded Teen Spirit and all that, it's like when Dave Grohl was playing, drums and all that. And it's like, okay, we're going to use, the basic thing. They'll do that to this.
Yeah, the mono.
Yeah. Dude, I don't want to fucking hear that thing. Because you got it. But it helps you out. So one thing that I have already learned, if there's a song you want to play, you could take something like, say 90 beats per second. You know, of course, it's hooked up to the Bluetooth right now. But it's like, you know, tick, tick. And you want to count it. You don't want to watch it. You actually want to go 1, 2, 3, 4. Because your body, if you're going 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, it helps you out. By watching it, it'll drive you nuts and you'll go off. But there are people that can't even dance, that or can't even. Wow, this podcast has really gone off the charts here. But you asked, that's basically what I'm doing. I'm doing these exercises to help me, you know, timing and with each chord. And that's basically what I'm doing right now. Because you could learn bad habits, as we all know, on everything, and it's just a waste of fucking time. So right now I'm trying to learn good habits. In other words, taking even my left hand like this instead of like this. And just trying to get muscle memory down, which I already have muscle memory with like four chords, which I've had for 20 fucking years. But it's time to move on. And sadly, the reason why I put it off because, well, I'm left-handed. Maybe I should play left-handed guitar, but I don't want to.
Jameson's also, I'm okay with like strumming and stuff like that. I'm not good with finger style. Jameson actually is quite good with finger style. He's got a classical guitar. It's very cool. It's very interesting to watch.
It's a beast on its own, from what I've been told.
Hang out one time and chop it up, and I'll just sit in the back just strumming.
Dun, dun, dun.
I can do strums. I can do finger, man.
You never know. Yeah, you never know. You might find it like, wait a minute, you just never know. It's practice. That's all it is. It's like this shit right here. Not podcasting, but podcasting. You got to start somewhere. You may be kind of sloppy in the beginning. Mm-hmm. You may try to understand your software. You may try to understand how to do that. Same thing. You have to start somewhere. Just like Riverside's trying to tell me, we could do all the edits. Just, nah. I looked into that. Patton, we tried to mess around with certain things because I wanted to help him out. But yeah. Unfortunately, there's an audio thing. It still doesn't sync up. So no. Riverside, I love what you got coming. Hell, I even have download the Riverside app on my computer. But nah, I'm still going to have to do it.
They got to work on that, huh?
It would be nice because all you would do is edit out words you don't want in there.
That put a lot of people out of business, I think. There's some people who, like, people record the actual show and then they just send it off, you know, to editors around the world.
I'd say Riverside, I love it. It's a great tool to have. For if you're doing podcasting, especially if you're going to have, you're doing remotes, because technically Chris and I are doing remotes right now. He's at his place. I'm at my place. Our next podcast, we're going to have a guest. He's going to be at his place all the way on the West Coast. And it's just, you know, as Zoom, as we all know, you guys are used to that. But Riverside, it gives us a little bit more extra tools if you're going to use this more professionally. And believe it or not, Chris and I are using this more on a professional level. So I love it. And they're always, always, always upgrading different things right now with it. And the tools that they have available is outstanding. It's just, they practically have an AI to help you come up with different titles for the name of your podcast. Descriptions, tags. It's like, shit, I love that. I just copy and paste all that shit and boom.
You know what I'm getting tired of is AI everywhere now, though. Facebook, Instagram, all the search engines, they switched over, they swapped over, and they're all AI driven now.
Not on our beer or records or guitars or cars. They won't put AI on our cars. They won't put AI on our music. Well, if you're going to get vinyl. And they won't play, they won't on instruments. I love that. I love the fact that I can work on my guitar.
They put AI in, they're incorporating it into music. Like a good example right now is this whole big rap beef with, I don't know if you've kept up with it, Scott, but I mean, Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and J. Cole, they're all the big three is what they're known as. They're going off on each other. They're dissing each other all over the place. And what's happening is people are using AI to have them write the battle raps, and they're using it for their actual voice. So they're making entire songs with AI, and they're releasing it like it's the actual battle tracks. There's been a few of them popped up. Kendrick Lamar is the most recent. Drake's had one, but people just sitting at home using AI, and they're like, oh man, it's getting really advanced.
So what are they going to do when they actually go out on a musical tour and they have to perform in a live audience and their technology fails? What are they going to do? They're not going to be able to actually perform.
I mean, they're not like condoning it. People are just doing this and putting it online.
Look, I know I'm laughing at it. I'm making fun of it because I have been, we've already talked about it. I've been diving into the rabbit hole world of actually playing an instrument, physically playing an instrument, actually learning how to work on an instrument. I'm not having a fucking AI device do it for me.
It's crazy, man. I thought it was bad with auto-tune, but this AI thing is even worse.
Man. I'm old school. Fuck that shit. Nope, nope, nope. See, The more I learned about DMX from you, even he would say, fuck that shit.
Oh, dude. He would never. Like, he would.
See?
He actually hates Drake.
It's so funny. I'm learning it from.
He said, I don't like the way he talks. I don't like the way he walks. I don't like the clothes he wears. I don't like his haircut. I don't like nothing about him.
You know what? That'd be a perfect way to end this podcast. We've done a lot of random. We've done a lot of music stuff, cars. We didn't do much horror, but we will be getting to horror. Trust me on the next podcast. Oh, God. Yes, we will. But, Chris, can you show us what you just purchased recently? Vinyl.
Yeah, boy. And of course, I mean, Scott got me the first one, but oh yeah,
he won't open it. Can you believe that, folks? He won't play it.
Hell no, that look covered in blood.
That's the vinyl, by the white with the blood.
That's a real fucking rapper right there.
But yeah, he won't play. I get him season one. We were going through our top five, which we got to do that again eventually. But he talked about his. One particular album that he listened to, they love DMX, and I get it for his birthday. He won't even play it. Can you believe that shit? Nope. Can't win for shit.
It's going on a wall, baby.
$2,000
going on a wall.
Item that's going on the wall, girls. $2,000. So when you're playing ping pong, remember that.
God, they love to hit the ball everywhere but the fucking table, don't they? Shit.
That's said. Don't need to go there. Don't. And by the way, just everybody that's listening, what? Just play along. $2,000, girls. $2,000. Oh, well, I know this is very random, but it's about us, folks. I mean, Chris is showing about us, which it looks better on him. Him and Zach sporting our swag.
Question. Can Chris, I do it with my butt cheeks?
Meet us in the Man Cave apparel available right now at redbubble.com. Remember, only a few of those items are available, including hats. Masson Gilbert. Freshness made simple.
Meet us in the Man Cave. Apparel available right now at redbubble.com. Remember, only a few of those items are available, including hats.
I mean, that was our goal with when you originally approached me about creating this podcast. It was, well, what'd you tell me? You wanted it to be a place where people could tune in, and you want it to be like a couple of guys and it being about our personality, right?
Exactly.
Like just a weekly episode of catching up. So that's really all we did.
Yeah. Today. And even whenever there's drama in our podcast, it always has some relaxing points to it. You know, we try to.
Yeah. I can't wait. I must have missed something. Did you get any messages about that last episode? Or?
Well, we.
Did I miss something?
I don't want to say it was drama. It was just somebody bringing up a very good point about, you know, we had a podcast, and I think maybe we should end it from there because we're already at an hour, depending on how I edit this. But we had a podcast where, and I'm trying to do this just right here as I look at my phone and cheat. We had a podcast where we were talking about, and I'm just maybe I should just. It's been a while because don't get enough notifications, killing time, and oh, wrong goddamn channel. That's my original. Channel need to go to 98,000 subscribers at this point with Meet Us in the Man Cave. Help us get to 100,000. She said that earlier when people were actually listening. I see a new toy I want, and I don't need to look at that right now. Has to do with a head and a cabinet with a never mind. Mike's Horror Corner, by the way. Which we talked about in this particular podcast, which was basically episode 17. I had to give it an episode 17 because it was missing. It was just a controversy about, you know, with the whole masks and all that. Mike, just
should we clear that up for folks?
To what?
Should we clear that up for folks? The 17, where that came from?
Yeah, it had to do with the fact that I was trying to, it was me, I butchered it. I was trying to add it into Chris's birthday, St. Patty's thing, and I forgot to hit the record button on my phone.
So now we're back, we're caught up, even though I'm looking at the title right now and it says episode 25. Question mark. So
because like I said,
we don't even
the
know.
Audio says it's episode 24. So I'm just gonna say fuck it, 25. So yes, we had Gristlebox, it should be episode 26. But Mike's Horror Corner, which if you've been following him on his own YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram, him and I have been kind of following each other back in the day. Like say 2017. And he just said, great episode, guys. Thanks for mentioning my work. I really do appreciate it. Like you mentioned, I just started off as a massive fan and a collector and decided to dip my toes into the mask making world about 6 years ago. It's definitely been one of my most fun hobbies I've decided to get into, you know, looking forward to continuing work on different projects and improving over the years to come. Keep up the great work, you know, fellas. And Mike, I mean, he's basically doing what Chris has done. He just got some like tots and he decided, fuck it, I'm going to try to paint. And people love his work. And he still buys from his favorite artists. So he's painting his own, but he's still getting from, you know, like, from Chris White Mass Productions, WMP, Terry, or who knows, God knows where he's getting them from. I mean, I'm just throwing some names out there, like Terry Lambert and all that. But he's still posting masks that he's working on. And I did ask him to join us, but Saturday nights is when Chris and I traditionally record our podcasts, even though released on Tuesdays. That's what works best for us. Mike's his music. He's a hell of a musician. He's somebody who should teach me how to play guitar. But there was an individual on here, Chris, and you responded to him mostly. Maybe this will ring a bell $500 for a JC finished. He could keep it.
Yeah.
Also, Nag is overrated as well. I'm good with Jimmy Falco, Chris Morgan, and Justin Mabry, and another amazing artist. Read more is Rick Ramby. I'm sorry, but JC fetish is extremely overrated. Fanboy bullshit. This is a lame community. And he's just...
That's a lot to unpack there.
And, you know, this is just a person expressing, and let's face it, that's what people do on social media. Sometimes we're just expressing our thoughts, and others just basically go, meow, you know, it's...
No, I mean, he's entitled to his opinion, of course. I did see that comment. I tried to respond respectfully. I'm not down in JC. I'm not none of that. I mean, he's a great dude, and he's fucking, we don't need to talk about his work. His work speaks for himself. I mean, he don't need our help. That's for damn sure. But, it wasn't to bring down JC at all. He can charge whatever the hell he wants because, like it or not, those guys are turning around and selling them right on eBay for $1,000, $1,500, $2,000.
To be fair, not to interrupt, Chris, it's when he says those guys, he's talking about the customers, not all, but let's say a customer called Dumbass turns around on eBay and sells it for $1,000. That's what Chris meant. I just want to make that clear.
And then I feel bad saying that even because people that are actually coming up on hardship and have to come up with some quick money, I get that, I guess.
Solve that problem.
Don't buy it in first place.
No, own a house in Heber Heights. Own a house in Heber Heights right now where you got people that are constantly wanting to buy your property for more than what it's worth.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting that big time right now. But Chris, sorry, I interrupt you.
No, I just wanted to clear the air about that. I mean, I know they're getting mixed in, those people that are actually having hard times, and I feel, you know, everybody's sorry for that. We're sorry for that, of course. It's not good. You never wish that upon anybody. But I don't want to throw those people into the mix of the guys that are actually buying it with the intent.
Yeah.
Like this is going straight on eBay. I'm gonna price gouge the shit out of it. I'm gonna make such a profit off of this just because people don't want to wait in line. And you got those people doing that shit, and it's, you know, you can't blame JC. Blame those people that are doing that because that's why JC is doing what he's doing, not because he sits back and he's like, okay, how can I exploit this community even further? He's not doing that.
No.
You know, he's just saying these masks are getting sold for way more than I'm making. So that's not fair to me.
It's not. At the same time, maybe they have to. But then again, if I'm not them. I'm not in their shoes. I'm not dealing with their everyday life routine. Hell, we got our own. But I look at it this way. If Tom, Dick, and Harry are not happy about the money that they're making on what they're producing because other people are selling that shit on eBay, they're selling on eBay. Copyright. I'm trying to make sure eBay. Then maybe they should have to.
eBay.
I don't know. That's just the world we fucking live in, right? eBay. But I understand exactly what you're saying, Chris. I mean, there are people out there that, hell, I've been in that bind and I'll probably be in that bind again. Like, fuck, I'm desperate. I got to do something, but I have morals. I have a conscience. I don't want to rob somebody. I don't want to do something where I'm going to get my ass thrown in jail. Cause I heard recently a 70-year-old woman, she robbed a bank because she owed she got scammed. I don't even know why I'm fucking going there right now, but she's never did anything stupid in her life, but I get it.
Segway.
If you're desperate, you need to make some money. We invest in these masks. We know how much they're worth. But like you said,
I'm selling something else. Not selling.
There's fucking, Hell, go out and fucking do DoorDash or something. I don't know. Do that until you find a decent job or something. It beats the shit out of selling what you worked your ass off for, you know, last year on a mask that took you 5 years to get, if you know what I mean. That would suck. That would fucking suck. You finally get the mask that you waited for 5 years, a year, whatever. And all of a sudden, well, shit, I lost my job. What the fuck am I going to do? Well, find another job. I'm not fucking. I don't know why I'm here trying to solve somebody else's problems. I can barely solve mine.
Oh, yeah. We're not solving.
No, shit.
Don't look to us to solve anything, folks. We're full of bullshit. We're just talking.
I'm trying to figure out how to fix a truss rod on a guitar. Fuck. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. That being said, Chris, I think we knocked, I guess, episode 25 out of the park. It had meaning. Yep. It had heart. It had all sorts of goo in it, I guess. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, especially when you were stroking the shaft and plenty of goo.
Well, you know, I was thinking about her blowing those hot pockets.
Oh, that's God. Hilbert.
Precious mid-sipple.
Stroking and blowing and oof. We're all over the oof.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
And if you notice, the damn meanest of the man cave looks better on Chris and Zach. He has one. It looks better on them. So there you go. I'm not adjusting it anymore. They look better on you guys. I was always trying to get that circle just right. It looks better on you guys. Fuck it. I'm done. Well, folks, we're looking forward to seeing you, or hopefully you'll listen to us.
You know what?
What's that? Sorry.
You know what? I forgot to throw in there as well. When you were stroking the guitar shaft and all that with the mushroom head, and your shirt said eruption.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I was proud, and I'll always be proud, just stroking EVH neck.
What's that girl that the girl that
I don't remember
where she's giving the interview. You love that clip. You should insert that,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah.
Our sex expert Dorothy Black is joining me in studio, and today we're going to be chatting about premature ejaculation. Dorothy, nice to see you again.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you doing?
Good. How are
Excellent.
You?
I'm good.
So today we're talking about premature ejaculation.
Yes.
I love that. I love the hand gestures that come with it.
So I should All add right. that in. Chris, what was I should put down? Damn it. Premature ejaculation. Oh, no. Fuck. You know what? I'm just going to hit that goddamn butt. Brad, on episode 26, please save us. Please save us.
Be ready, my friend.
So, yeah. Oh, trust me. It's all about Michael Myers, Grisselbach shit. Trust me. You'll know what we're talking about. See you in episode 26. And click. Chris and I would like to thank you for watching or listening to Meet Us in the Man Cave. Since you enjoyed watching us, make sure that you tell all your friends and family to subscribe to Meet Us in the Man Cave here on YouTube. Make sure you click on that notification bell. That way you're notified on our next video, podcast, or live stream video. Better yet, if you appreciate freedom of speech and oppose of censorship for content creators, make sure you follow Meet Us in the Man Cave on Rumble. Are you on Discord? Well, Meet Us in the Man Cave's there. Come and hang out with us. You can find and follow Meet Us in the Man Cave on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and Threads. And as always, you can listen and download Meet Us in the Man Cave on your favorite podcasting app. Available to stream or download so you can listen all you want, whenever you want. For more information, go to meetusinthemancave.podbean.com.